The following presentation is brought to you from the supporters of the Church of the Sovereign God.
I would like to ask you, as followers of Jesus Christ, does it seem a bit dark in the world? Does it seem that the darkness of the world is becoming more and more evident? Now, I like to speak and think in metaphors and parables, and the Bible is full of them. Do you think it is likely that the eternal ones have designed certain life functions in the way they did to illustrate a deeper spiritual understanding of their divine plan? My answer to that question is absolutely. And for this sermonette, I'd like to look at the metaphor of living inside the womb and waiting to be born again. So if you would like a title for the sermonette, it would be Growing in the Darkness of the Womb. Growing in the Darkness of the Womb. Every Sabbath, my immediate family and I share a dinner together. This is a time for us to share our worries, concerns, and joys of the week with each other. Along with the worries, we also share things that we are excited about. And on a particular night, several months back, my little sister announced at the kitchen table that her and her husband are expecting a baby. A baby. A new addition is coming to join our Sabbath dinners very soon. We have a lot of preparation to do before the baby arrives, until the baby is born for the first time. Now, it's interesting because when we search the scriptures, we find many passages speaking about what it means to be born again. So I'd like for us to turn to John chapter 3. John chapter 3, and we'll start at verse 1. So John chapter 3, verse 1, and I'm reading out of the New King James Version, by the way. Verse 1, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. In verse 3, Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Born again. That's an interesting phrase. Now, we've learned in school the process of pregnancy, and my sister, graduating from nursing school, knows it all too well. The journey the fetus must go through while it grows in the womb is extraordinary. From conception, the baby grows with each passing month, and with medical doctors, we regularly check on the progress of the baby. The baby cannot see yet because it needs to develop eyes to see. It needs to be in our world to see. The baby cannot breathe on its own yet because it needs to develop lungs to breathe. It needs to develop these things in the womb. My niece is going through this process right now. She has no idea what is waiting for her in this world. In the womb, the baby is attached to the umbilical cord and receives its nourishment from its mother. This begins at conception, where the bond between mother and child begins. The child continues to grow in the darkness of the womb. Against all odds, like potential diseases and hazardous environmental influences that could slow down or even stop the development of the child. Everything is on edge because a new child is waiting to be born. If that umbilical cord is cut in any way inside the womb, the baby's life is in jeopardy. So let's continue in John chapter 3. In verse 4, we read verse 4 through 6. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Verse 5, Jesus answered, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Verse 6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Now, when we think of the word baptism, we should think of water and submersion, because that is what baptism is. But it's in the moment of committing to obeying God's law and living in his way and making a public declaration of this devotion with other Christ followers that, with a sincere heart, is when God will give us his Holy Spirit. And it's in that moment that our development, our Christian conception, begins. What's interesting with conception is that in the early stages of prenatal development, the unborn child is already submerged in amniotic fluid, which contains mostly water. The attachment to the umbilical cord begins almost immediately, and the child must stay connected in order to survive. Does this echo Jesus' words in John when he said, "Stay connected to me and I to you"? I am the vine, you are the branches. Is there a parallel that the Eternal Ones wants us to receive and understand? That when we are in Christ, is this a parallel to in the womb, waiting to be born? I have read articles of parents speaking to their unborn children in the womb. I read many that said the fathers would crouch down and bring their faces to the belly of their wives and speak to their children as they lay in the womb. I always wondered if the unborn child could hear the voice of its father in the darkness. I also wondered if it were possible to communicate to my niece who was still inside the womb and try to explain to her the things of this world. How could she understand? I mean, think about it. We see trees, we hear music, we taste food. Imagine trying to explain this to an unborn child, to explain the beauty of color. They wouldn't grasp it until they are literally born into this world. It's interesting because in John 20, we're not to turn there, but John 20, verse 24, after Jesus is raised from the dead and his disciple Thomas doubted that he was resurrected, Jesus appeared to them. And a special note in that verse that makes sure it explains that the doors were shut. Jesus appeared to them, yet the doors were shut as if defying physics. Is it safe to say that they felt his presence there, but they did not know where he came from or where he was going? How can we, mere humans, understand the functions of the Spirit? When my niece is finally born, her world will drastically change. She will no longer dwell in the darkness of the womb. One day, she will finally enter our world and see things as we see them. She will be able to see colors and light for the first time. She will be face to face with us, waiting for her. Likewise, this is how we, as followers of Christ, those that have received his Spirit at baptism, are enduring this life in the physical. Like unborn children, we are waiting for our rebirth. Even Paul says this in 1 Corinthians 2:9, says that eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. From the moment of conception, we have no idea of the world that is waiting for us after our rebirth. When he comes, when he restores all things to its proper place, we will be transformed, and for the first time, we will see him as he is. We will enter his world of the Spirit and see the light for the first time. This is what it means to be born again, that one day we will leave the physical behind. Paul continues and says in Romans chapter 8, verse 18, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." That like my sister's unborn child, waiting to be revealed to us, waiting to be birthed into our world, we as followers of Jesus Christ are waiting for our birth to Spirit. Currently, we are waiting in the darkness of the womb. Our walk may seem isolating and dark, but there is light at the end of the tunnel, brethren. There is life at the end of our prenatal development. When he comes, when his kingdom is established here on earth, we will be changed, and it's at that moment that we all will be born again. Let it be so that you continue then to seek the face of God. Let it be that you continue to commit yourself to his law. Let it be that you grow as unborn children of God in the womb of this life, to be nurtured in Christ as we continue to hear the voice of our Father speaking to us as we grow in the darkness of the womb. May his voice guide you to the light of our birthing. May his voice encourage you to not disconnect from the cord, but to hold on and to continue to grow. May his voice ring clear through the darkness that one day you may finally see him in the light, face to face. Let it be that at the arrival of his kingdom that you will be birthed from physical to spirit, from mortal to immortal, and that you will join the eternal family that is waiting for you. Let it be that that eternal family grows in number, and may that day of our rebirth come quickly.
For more information or answers to your Bible questions, please contact the Church of the Sovereign God. Our website is www.cotsg.org. That's www.cotsg.org. Or you may write to us at Post Office Box 89111. That's Post Office Box 89111, Tampa, Florida 33689.